Sorry I'm late. Was out drinking with the boys. You know? Just some boy time. Drinking that hard liquor. Sweet grapefruit rosé. The reason for my alcoholism is because for the second week in a row, Jadis beat me in predictions. I went 4-9. Jade went 6-7. So I'm 89-70-2 on the year, and Jade is 81-78-2.
Thanks, Sephora.
This show's literally the only thing that is keeping me from drowning in this bottle. Jay's taking it away from me.
Which?
Everything. Crossy Posse Packer Nation, welcome to another episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grassi.
And I'm Jade Grassi.
Oh, yes, you are. You are just a leech on the back of my neck, as Jade is now, for the second week in a row, triumphant in NFL predictions. Jade, can you share with the rest of the audience what your strategy is when you pick these teams?
I go with my gut instinct.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, so that just goes to show you, research and hard work doesn't mean anything. And if you're a bad enough person, you could be president. But that's neither here nor there. Let's talk about week 12 in the NFL. We have a turkey-sized stuffed Thursday.
That was awful.
On Thanksgiving, as we have not one, not two, but three games. The first one, a big... I can't drink this anymore. This is so sweet.
So
it's disgusting. I can't do it anymore.
Great. More for me.
Sorry, Jade has a drinking problem.
You have the drinking problem. You already said it to the camera. I'm not the one drinking on camera.
I didn't drink either.
That's a lie.
That was water with food coloring.
Then why is it too sweet? It's water. Food coloring doesn't add anything. Liar!
Because it was sugar water.
Liar.
Prove me wrong.
What are you, a butterfly?
Yes.
I need my sugar water.
Yes. And I'm trying to fly away, but under Jade's oppressive fist, I am crushed. Moving on. The NFC North is going to be busy with two divisional matchups this week. The first, which will kick off our Turkey Day.
Oh, no.
Is the Chicago Bears versus the Detroit Lions. The Chicago Bears being victorious against the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday, which was glorious, even though it would have been helpful. Yep, it would have been helpful if the Vikings won, but, you know, it is what it is. But Mitch Trubisky may be injured for this matchup, but that being said, I still think the Bears will do what it takes to get the win. Jade?
Bears.
Roar. Moving on to our second
that
Turkey
doesn't
Day
really
game.
Make sense.
What doesn't?
I mean, I guess Bears roar, but like Lions roar. And you picked the Bears, and you roared like you were picking the Lions.
And the Bears will roar themselves to victory.
That's another bad joke.
That's right. Apparently, bad jokes, bad predictions, bad husband.
Bad cook.
Wow. I made dinner tonight.
And I fixed it with sauce. You said it was dry. I said, let me fix it. And you said, oh, it's so much better. So, I mean, I fixed it. I made it. I made it happen. I made it edible.
Jade's the kind of woman, if she had a child,
woman,
and that child worked really hard on an art project and brought it home, Jade would be the kind of person to fix it. And by fix it, I mean smash it into the ground and be like, that was terrible. Do it again.
I would never do that.
You're right. You would just say it's great and then hide it away and never to be seen the light of day again. So the Washington Redskins versus the Dallas Cowboys, a rivalry that is till as old as time. Thank you. The Redskins losing Alex Smith to a gruesome leg injury.
Great.
Yeah, Jade had him on fantasy, but that's a fantasy that he would play the rest of this season.
It's not going to happen.
Is that a bad joke, too?
I wasn't listening.
All right, good. So, I can say the Redskins are not going to be able to pull it off, and the Cowboys have been a little bit on a little surge action. I think the Cowboys could still win the division, theoretically, after the Eagles got a whooping by the Saints. So, I'm going to go with the Cowboys here. Jade?
I'm still going to go with the Redskins.
Excellent. Wonderful. Then we have an NFC South divisional matchup with the Atlanta Falcons, who lost to the Cowboys in a terrible game last week, versus the Saints, who, again, completely obliterated the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going to go with the Saints here. Even though I think this will be a closer game than people anticipate, I'm going to go Drew Brees and the Saints.
I am also going to go with the Saints.
Wow, that sounds so great.
And next, we have the Giants versus the Eagles. And nobody likes the Giants, so we're going to go with the Eagles.
That is correct.
And then we have
you're already taking over the show because
Jaguars
you're already beating
versus
me, so.
The Bills, the true New York team. And Jaguars can take down a Cayman.
But they can't take down a win because they've lost like seven straight.
So I'm going to go with the Bills.
I'm going to go with the Jaguars.
Next, we have a bird versus a cat. The Seahawks versus the Panthers. And again, nobody likes the Seahawks. Are we going to go with the Panthers?
Who are you going to go with, Jade?
I'm
going to go with the Seahawks.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, I don't want them to win. And I actually didn't pick them to win, I think, in the last video I did. But the Panthers really didn't look impressive. You know, they literally threw the game away. So I think the Panthers could win, but I'm going to pick the Seahawks here.
I don't like the Seahawks. So I'm going to go with the Panthers.
Amen. That's why we got married.
Why?
Exactly. So going with the Raiders versus the Ravens, both teams start with an RA. You know, speaking of RAs, you know, Jade was a CDA in my building. And if you don't know what that is, it's basically like the step below the head honcho in college in the residence hall until she came across the eyes of a stunning young man and said,
I can't do that, so I didn't make that sound.
Cougar it up. And she lured me in with some sweet cranberry rosé. Was it cranberry? Is that what that is?
Cranberry?
I forgot.
What do we got? UTIs?
Yes.
No. No. Nobody chooses willingly to drink anything cranberry unless they have a UTI.
Yes.
And moving on.
Oh, yes. Anyway, so the Raiders versus the Ravens. The Raiders getting a last-second victory. Look at them. Good for them. But the Ravens are going to win because even if Lamar Jackson winds up playing, he'll just run all over him. So I'm going to go with the Raiders here. I'm sorry. The Ravens. Ravens. Quote the Raven nevermore.
I'll go with the Ravens.
Top-notch analysis, Jade, but then again, you know, right now I'm barely hanging on for winning, so I can't really fault you here. Then we got the San Francisco 49ers versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are currently playing quarterback roulette. Let's start Ryan Fitzpatrick, let's start Jameis Winston, then let's start Jameis Winston, then we'll start Ryan Fitzpatrick, and then yawn and on it goes, and then I think the 49ers are gonna win!
Because they keep changing the quarterback?
Yeah, the 49ers, I mean, they're just with their backup QB, because Jimmy G is...
So you're saying gone. Because they're more consistent.
Yes, and I think they're the better football team.
I don't think I've picked the 49ers yet.
I mean, you're only like 18 years away from that, so might as well. That's crazy. You're a high school senior.
I'm
going to
go with the 49ers. Cool. Okay, moving on. The Browns versus the Bengals. Both of them start with a B.
Bengals.
Bengals.
All right. Moving on. The Patriots versus the Jets. No, we already talked about the Browns. Patriots are going to win because the Patriots and the Jets are the Jets.
Patriots.
All right. Moving on to the Cardinals and Chargers. They both begin with a C.
You're the one who started that stupid comment.
I'm going to go with the Chargers after suffering a embarrassing loss against the Broncos. I think the Chargers are going to bounce back and beat the Cardinals. Jade?
I will also go with the Chargers.
Well, copy much?
No.
Then we move on to the Steelers and Broncos. The Steelers, the Jacksonville Jaguars, gave them all they got, but still came up short. So I'm going to go with the Steelers here. I think they're a more talented team than the Denver Broncos.
But didn't the Broncos just win?
They beat the Chargers, yes. Keenan Allen said they got lucky and they suck.
Who said that?
Keenan Allen.
Oh.
Who's Keenan Allen, Jay?
Ah, his name sounds familiar. I don't know. I'm going to go with the Broncos.
Because why not?
Yeah.
Then we have the Dolphins versus the Colts. The Dolphins can't really find the end zone a whole lot. I'm going to go with the Colts here just because Andrew Luck's been playing pretty darn well.
I'm going to go with the Colts as well.
Oh, that's nice. And then...
Vikings! They lost last week.
Rightfully so. So did the Packers. Against the Seahawks.
Well...
Sunday Night Football. This...
Skull!
It... No. Sunday Night Football.
Wait, I want to fall.
This is the game of the year
for
the Packers. Who is going to win? Who is going to lose? Who could go to the playoffs? I would say the Green Bay
Vikings!
Packers! Because that's the bottom line, and Aaron Rodgers said so. Green Bay mother-loving Packers are going to go into Minnesota, and they're going to open up a can of whoop ass. They're going to walk in, they're going to stone cold stun everybody, and Kirk Cousins is going to be like, I don't like that. Ah! And we're going to be like, pagaw, pagaw, because we're going to turn into a magical phoenix with Robert Tonyan, our fourth string tight end is going to walk in there and be like, you raise me up. And the Packers are going to be like, we're going to run the table 2.0.
There were so many things in that.
Like, and so all many of things. Them spelt out a Packers victory.
Victory starts with a V. So does the Vikings.
No, this is shit. You keep on challenging me on my own show. God, this is why ratings are tanking.
I'm sure.
They're not. But I like to pretend. And then finally, the Titans versus the Texans. A very much a letdown considering the classic that was the Monday Night Football game between the Rams and the Chiefs on Monday night. Both of them begin with a T.
Oh my God, there it is again.
There it is again. I could have made it terrible joke, but didn't.
Didn't the Titans and the Texans play once before? Or no?
I don't know.
I feel like they did
both
play
in the AFC South
together once before.
I feel like they are in the both. Yeah, they are in the. They are. They're both in the AFC South.
So
yeah,
they've played before.
Yeah, they played twice. I'm going to go with the Texans here. They're on a winning streak, so I'm going to go with them. Even though the Titans beat the Patriots 2 weeks ago, then they forgot how to play football. So, yeah.
I'll also go with the Texans.
And you can. I got nothing. All right. You can always find me a Tom. But let me know what you think down in the comments below. Who's going to win this week? Is it Team Tom or Team Jade? Who picks the Vikings? By the way, we do need to talk about one thing. Can I have your hand, please?
No.
Please?
No.
It's important.
Please? What's it about?
Can I just...
Why?
Can I please just hold your hand?
Why?
Because I have to talk about the future of this show, and it's very important. Ow! Ow! Got him! Woo! I told you I was going to get that high five! So smooth. You can always find me at TomGrassyComedy.com, TOMGROSSI Comedy, TomGrassyComedy on the Twitter, Patreon, Instagram, and of course on Twitch and here on YouTube podcast. Check us out on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and of course here on the YouTube as well. And we're streaming over at Twitch every now and then, so you know, hop on by.
Wait, didn't you say YouTube twice?
Yeah.
I don't why?
Because we're on YouTube twice. I don't know. Don't question it. It's okay. But thank you so much for watching. On Thursday, we are going to have a special episode with an interview with a Vikings fan. No, it's not you.
He's going to do the interview.
So tune in
and other stuff while I'm cooking.
And it's going to be... No, that's... I'm recording it tomorrow.
Yeah, what are you doing on Thursday?
I'm going to stream.
Doesn't matter. You're still recording something,
you
like
said
I said,
interview.
While I'm
you
cooking.
Said, it's
the point
streaming.
Is...
Anyway,
I'm
yeah.
slaving away in the kitchen.
Good. Probably
what's he
putting
doing?
Poison
he
in it.
He's going to eat it.
I am. It's going to be delicious. Just like the Packers' victory on Sunday. Anyway, that's a great point, Jade. Thank you for the transition. We will also be streaming live the Bears and Lions game on Thanksgiving. So, you know, if you hate your family, come on down. We'll be over at Twitch.
Or if you love your family and you are a Bears or Lions fan or a Packers fan that wants to watch the Bears or Lions, or someone in your family is a Bears or Lions,
what about
or you
Vikings?
Just want to watch a football game. Yeah, you can be a Vikings fan too. Yeah. You can watch it anyway. It doesn't have to be if you hate your family. You could love your family very much and still tune in.
Sure. So that's twitch.tv/TomGrassyComedy.
I'm just trying not to, like, exclude people.
I'm not excluding anyone. I said even Vikings fans. I said that. The
right,
scum
but you
of
said if
earth.
You hate your family.
Yes. Well, I mean, lots of people do.
Well, sure, but a lot of the people don't and still want to watch your stream.
A lot of people don't.
I don't
Bill Cosby. That wasn't that. I don't know. That
it
wasn't
happens
Bill
every
Cosby.
Now and again.
You turned to Bill Cosby?
No.
You gotta watch what I drink. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grassi.
And I'm Jade Grassi.
And as always,
skull.
No, you don't get to wear this. You don't get to wear this!
Go Pack, go!
Go Pack, go!
Sign down. Wait, you gotta help me out! You got
it's a wheelie chair! I can't, you're pulling me down! I gotta let you drown! I gotta let you go!